Hello and welcome to Stressed to Mindfully Blessed, a podcast series from Planet Blessed Mindful Successful Living. How good are you when it comes to rolling through life and managing your life when things get tough? This is often one of our biggest challenges. If you've ever observed someone surfing, you know how challenging it can be. It is much easier to ride the waves than to stand against them. The same thing can be applied to life. You can either learn to ride the waves of life, or you can resist life at every turn. Emotions work in much the same way. The point is, you will never be able to eliminate negative emotions completely, but you can learn to acknowledge them and move through them. I'm Leslie Riopelle from mindfullyblessed.com, and I'm so glad you joined us today. This month, we're introducing Mindful Blessisms for your journey of healing as we focus on mindful healing and managing cancer and disease for National Cancer Survivor Month. Today, we're delving into the first session in our Happy, Healthy, Healed You series and awakening your self-healing ability. We're talking about deepening that mind-body connection and managing strong emotions during the healing process. It's so important to learn how to go with the flow, because when you swim against the tide, life can be extremely difficult. Going with the flow allows you to laugh in the face of defeat, and it can help you gain the momentum to keep going. If you take on the attitude that everything happens for a reason, it's easy to go with the flow, because every setback is yet another incredible opportunity to make a change. Mindfulness helps us be non-reactive. It allows us to observe strong emotions without getting caught up in them. In other words, you may not be able to stop the waves, but you can learn to surf, which is one of the skills we will practice in the mindfulness session. In this week's session, we're exploring that mind-body connection and ways to manage strong emotions during the healing and recovery process. It can be difficult dealing with strong emotions. Many of us were taught to suppress our emotions in order to keep the peace. We learned to eradicate our pain instead of exploring it and inviting it in. Studies have shown that suppressing strong emotions can have a detrimental effect on the mind and the body. When you suppress an emotion, you push it back down, deep into your emotional body. So much energy is spent trying to suppress the strong emotion that you actually end up feeling more anxious than you would have if you had merely expressed the emotion and moved past it. This is contrary to what many of us were taught. Using a tool like mindfulness, you can learn to transform your emotions and process your emotions. Let's get to the mindfulness session now. And so with that, let's begin this session by exploring that mind-body connection and seeing where it takes us. In this session, we're looking at ways to manage strong emotions during the healing and recovery process. And remember, everything we discuss in this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for your normal healthcare, but used as a complementary modality. So make sure you are in a warm and comfortable place and in a relaxed position. Take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. It is much easier to swim with the tide than to try and swim against it. The same thing can be applied to emotions. You can either learn to ride the waves of emotions and let them flow through you, or you can resist them at every turn. Going with the flow allows you to laugh in the face of defeat, helping you gain the momentum to keep going. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. Let your muscles soften. Clear your mind of any and all thoughts. Imagine a white cloud slowly floating away with all of your cares and concerns. Try and let everything go. And simply be here in this moment in time. Gently close your eyes if you haven't done so already. Life can be very stressful when you continually resist what is. When you fight life at every turn, this resistance creates even more stress. The fact is that stressful things happen. You may not be able to change what is happening, but you can change how you respond to it. If you can take a moment to ease into the process of change, and learn how to roll with the waves of life, you will move through challenges in a much gentler way. Now take in another deep breath. And slowly exhale. Allow your body to soften. Let all the muscles of the body become loose and limp. Allow your breathing to settle into an easy, natural, rhythmical pattern. You're breathing in peace and stillness. Exhaling any tension or worry. Allow yourself to sink into an even deeper state of relaxation as your thoughts begin to subside. Today we are practicing how it feels to experience powerful emotions without getting caught up in them. If you are experiencing joy, you can learn to revel in the joy. If you are experiencing sadness, you can take a moment to sit with the sadness before letting it go. And as you go through this process, pay attention to exactly how you feel, moment to moment. If you feel anxious or stressed, simply acknowledge it and see if you can move through it. If you feel happy, enjoy the happiness and see where that takes you. Your body can give you important clues on what you need to acknowledge, so take some time to do that now. Just noticing what emotions come and go. As you breathe in deeply through your nose and gently exhale, just keep asking yourself what you are feeling right now in this moment in time. If you feel angry, for example, it doesn't mean you are an angry person. If you feel regret, it doesn't mean you do everything wrong. It's simply an emotion and a feeling. Just keep following your breath as you breathe in and out, and notice what emotions arise. Pay attention to how your mind feels. Is it relaxed or anxious? Is there irritation, or do you feel peaceful and calm? Tune into how you feel. Try and recognize the emotions that arise. If any strong emotion pulls you away from your focus on the breath, make it the object of your meditation. If you want, you can even label those feelings as sadness or happiness or even boredom. As you stay with your emotions, observe if they become stronger or weaker. See if you can ride the waves and sense the intensity without resisting or fighting it. Notice how emotions come and go like waves on a beach. If you sit here long enough, the emotion will gently fade away. Observe all those sensations, whatever they may be. And take another moment to ride the waves. See if you can feel happy when happiness appears, or slight melancholy if sadness appears. Just observe what happens as you continue watching your emotions as they roll in and out. And now let's repeat some of the mindful blessisms we are working with for this week. You may either repeat these in your mind or simply listen. I bless my innate intelligence and my body's natural healing ability. With these words, I set the intention to communicate with and awaken this innate intelligence. I know my consciousness is alive. I acknowledge this connection. I allow the divine flow of the universe to arrange things far beyond what I can do myself. I believe in this process, and I am ready for healing and recalibration. My optimal health is my greatest gift. I bless this self-healing process and my body's innate intelligence. I am grateful that my body supports my efforts to be free of disease. My cells are smart. My cells know how to fight off disease. I bless these healthy cells for their ability to act like little soldiers who search out and destroy targeted invaders. I bless any illness, disease, or struggles my mind, body, or spirit might be going through. I bless this challenge and my ability to use it as a catalyst for growth and for a positive healing journey. Thank you for this beautiful life lesson within this difficult time. I understand that even though the bad stuff is happening, it can also teach me something, push me to grow, and encourage me to change. If there is a blessing within this disease, illness, or pain, I ask to be made aware of it, and I thank this difficulty for helping me evolve and grow. I bless and give thanks for this moment of acceleration and healing. I am deeply grateful for this divine breakthrough and transformation. Thank you for my healing. I am stronger than any of the negative circumstances I have been through. I am empowered. I am the ultimate co-creator in this beautiful healing journey. I love and bless my body and believe in this healing process. I bless my body and my innate intelligence and have absolute faith and confidence in this healing process. I know it all starts with me. I believe in the creative power of my words. I absolutely believe we have the power to heal. I rejoice in my body's ability to transform itself so easily. I am aligned with healing and constantly improving. I bless my body's ability to continually find new ways to improve my health, wellness, and vitality. I bless and am extraordinarily grateful for the healing, cleansing, and recalibration that is now happening. I am ready to release anything that should be let go. Anything that is not aligned with my highest good now fades away. It has served its purpose. I release it in love. It has no reason to stay. This is my new truth, free of illness and disease. I deserve to live in this way. I am so happy and grateful for my healing. Please cleanse and heal my body of anything that does not support my optimal health and with no adverse reactions or side effects. Thank you. I love you. And now take another moment to reflect on how these blessisms make you feel. And as we finish today's practice, bring your attention back to the room. And notice how your mind and body feel. And open your eyes. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. Engaging in a daily meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to care for the body temple and step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. Blessisms are a powerful practice that can help keep you centered and focused on your healing journey throughout your week. Mindful blessisms are a simple, heart-centered mindfulness practice you can use to support your health and well-being. That is one of the reasons why we are so excited to share them. Stressed to Mindfully Blessed is a podcast series dedicated to helping you harness the potential of stress and transform your greatest struggles and pain into your greatest blessings and joy. Join us on a journey of healing and transformation to improve mental health and well-being with Mindful Blessings, aka Blessisms, Successful Living Skills and Positive Psychology, presented by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit, planetblessed.org. Start tapping into your capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and to be greater than your suffering with our daily blessisms and inspirational messages. Learn more about Mindful Blessisms on our website at mindfullyblessed.com. We welcome you to subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that is filled with hundreds of videos that can help you support your healing journey, or on our Mindfully Blessed Instagram page. To receive a daily blessism or earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter by visiting our website at mindfullyblessed.com. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. We'll see you next time.